The rate of increase in national health care spending slowed in 2003. That's according to a new study in the journal Health Affairs. It was the first slowdown in 7 years, but as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, 1 year's change does not necessarily signal long-term relief.
2003's 7.7% increase in health spending was down from the previous year's growth of 9.3%. But Cynthia Smith, an economist with the Department of Health and Human Services, says the change might not be the start of a trend.
I think you can look at 2003 and say that the year was unique in some respects and that 1 year's data does not really indicate what the next year might bring.
For example, most of the change came because of a slowdown in spending on the two huge government health programs, Medicare and Medicaid. In the case of Medicare, spending slowed because temporary payment increases to health care providers expired. In the case of Medicaid, states experiencing budget crises cut their programs, in some cases dramatically. 34 states either cut benefits or reduced eligibility in 2003. And one important group didn't experience any slowdown at all, Smith said.
Consumers haven't been given quite the reprieve they had in some of the prior years.
In fact, consumer out-of-pocket spending on health care increased by 7.6% in 2003, up from 6% the previous year. Some of that was due to employers boosting premiums and deductibles, and much was due to increased spending on prescription drugs. In some cases, a change that decreased overall health spending actually raised out-of-pocket costs. For example, the conversion of the popular antihistamine Claritin from a prescription drug to over-the-counter status. For many consumers, the total cost of the over-the-counter version was more than their health insurance copay was for the prescription version. And for employers, the slowdown is small comfort, says Tom Beauregard of the consulting firm Hewitt Associates.
It's still unsustainable. It's still double digits. So moving from an environment where we were seeing 14 to 15% large employer increases to projections that look like 11 to 12 is good news, but it's still a problem.
Beauregard says one bit of good news for consumers is that employers don't want to push any more costs onto workers. Instead, he says they're trying a new tack, giving workers more information on the quality of various doctors, hospitals, and other health care providers.
And by doing that, you'll direct individuals to the most effective providers. And then you have a rational economic model, and that's the key to getting to more reasonable rates of increase.
One ominous sign is that even with the slowdown, healthcare spending continues to grow faster than the rest of the economy, by nearly 3 percentage points in 2003. That puts an increasing burden on the government, employers, and consumers alike. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.